Despite what your MD might have told you, diet does affect prostate cancer. In this video, I'm going to share with you the five foods that you want to be eating to fight prostate cancer.
You're watching the Dr. Jake Podcast.
Welcome back to the Dr. Jake Podcast. I'm Dr. Jake Schmutz. I'm an integrative doctor and naturopathic physician in Salt Lake City. And in this podcast, I share with you how to heal your body down to the root cause without harmful drugs or surgeries. I'm here today with my co-host, Teresa, to talk about the best foods to fight prostate cancer.
I am so excited about this, Dr. Jake. We've talked about this on episodes in the past, and I bring it up again in that the belief that diet does not play a role in cancer is a myth. And every cancer has a little bits of differences. There's definitely categories of cancer and what works for certain cancers that don't work for others. And I know prostate is a very special type of cancer in the way that it grows and the way that, you know, what it likes to eat and so forth. And so being able to hear from you what the best diet is so that somebody who does struggle with it is having prostate cancer can really attack it. And I like the way you even say fight, because in a sense, that's what you're doing, right? With the right foods, you can actually not only starve the cancer itself, but also increase your body's defenses to be able to attack it as well. So I'm very excited today to hear about it. Let's start off here. In general, before you start digging into the specific foods, what is the best overall type of diet for prostate cancer and why?
The best diet that we want to follow for prostate cancer is we want to follow a low-fat, plant-based diet. And the reason for that is because prostate cancer is fat-driven. So it's going to live off of fat. So the higher poor quality fats you eat, the worse prostate cancer is going to be, or you're actually going to cause prostate cancer. So again, low fat is very key. Plant-based type of diet is what we want to follow. So let's talk about number one food that is really good and has good research on it for preventing or fighting prostate cancer is leafy green vegetables. So that includes spinach and kale and romaine lettuce and bok choy. All those are in this category. And you want to be getting about 3 to 5 servings of these foods per day. And that a serving is about a big handful of spinach or kale or romaine lettuce or whatever. The ones that are going to be more nutrient packed are the spinach and the kale and the bok choy compared to romaine lettuce. But that's still a good option that you have and does have some good research being beneficial. Number two one I wanted to talk about today is cruciferous vegetables, specifically broccoli. Now, there's more research on broccoli because the sulforaphanes that are in there are these type of constituents in the other cruciferous vegetables. So you do want to eat other cruciferous vegetables like kale is in that category, which we already talked about, and then cauliflower. Those are all in that category too. So yeah, and you want to get a cruciferous vegetable in your diet at least once daily, and you probably want to get about 1 or 2 servings. So let's talk about a serving. That's about a size of a fist of broccoli or cauliflower or bok choy or the kale. About a fist size is about a serving size of those vegetables. And the more you get, the better. So if you want to eat more of that, that's going to be really beneficial too. But we do want to at least get that amount daily into your diet.
I want to add to that here for somebody who's listening and going, oh my gosh, 4 handfuls of leafy greens. Like maybe they're lucky if they get a little small salad in and they think they're doing well with dinner. This could be a big change for some people who maybe, I mean, don't even eat much vegetables, or they count like corn with their mashed potatoes. That was my vegetable.
Yeah.
So some other ways that you can squeeze in some of these, if that idea of a huge salad doesn't excite you, or you feel like you're just not going to do it. Like, hey, this is a great idea. I don't like salads or something like that. Putting these in smoothies can make a big difference. Doing kind of roasts. I know with my husband who had cancer, we really got into the cruciferous vegetables as well. And we would roast them and that really made it easier to chew, especially because broccoli and cauliflower can be a bit hard.
Sure.
Texture-wise, if you like that, can make a big difference as well. So there's a few different ways that you can kind of squeeze in more of these into your diet.
Yeah, you could lightly steam broccoli. That's my favorite way to do it. And then just add a little bit of olive oil to it. It's really great too.
Yeah. Now about the broccoli, you mentioned constituents that are in broccoli that make broccoli specifically extra helpful. Mm-hmm. What about broccoli sprouts?
Yeah, broccoli sprouts are great too. That's in the same category.
And I think broccoli sprouts, from what I understand, they can sometimes have even a more amount of these particular constituents that make broccoli so special, right?
Definitely. Yeah. So that's a great option too.
Wonderful. All right, let's move on. So we've got leafy greens. We've got cruciferous vegetables. What else do you have for us, Dr. Jake?
Number three food I wanted to talk about is omega-3 fatty acids. So when we hear omega-3 fatty acids, many times we think, oh, fish oil. Yeah, that's high in omega-3 fatty acids. We have other options too, is that we actually have omega-3 fatty acids that are really high in flax seeds. They're also really high in chia seeds and pretty high in hemp seeds. So these are all the seeds that we could be eating, and eating a lot of these type of foods in our diet can really greatly benefit preventing prostate cancer or actively fighting prostate cancer. Because these have research on decreasing the inflammation around the prostate cancer. The more inflammation that is around the prostate is going to cause cancer cells to grow. So let's say you're trying to prevent it, you want to decrease inflammation around the prostate to prevent prostate cancer from getting there. Or if you already actively have prostate cancer, you want to decrease that inflammation around there. So that's the benefits that come from the omega-3 fatty acids.
Now, how much fish should they be eating? Is this something they need to eat every day? Should they alternate? And as far as the seeds go, how much of these seeds would they need to eat in order to really get the amount of omega-3s that the research is showing?
So fish is just like 6 ounces. The flax seeds, or you want to be getting about 1 or 2 tablespoons a day. Flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, etc.
Now, as far as the fish going with 6 ounces, if they were to be doing 6 ounces a day, is there a particular type, a quality of fish that you would recommend in order to prevent them from getting some of the negative effects of eating fish, like mercury poisoning and stuff like that?
So yeah, you want to make sure you especially get a wild caught fish, because that's actually going to have the omega-3 fatty acids in the first place. So because if you don't get wild caught, it's not going to have those omega-3s. But if you get wild caught, that's also going to mean that it's probably maybe going to have some mercury. So my favorite way is you want to try to get it in the cleanest waters we have. And North Alaska is our cleanest waters right now. And getting like a North Alaskan salmon or halibut or these type of foods could be really, really beneficial. And I don't necessarily recommend eating 6 ounces per day. I want you of fish. I want you to get omega-3s from several different sources. So you could eat fish maybe 2 or 3 times a week, but then you're getting the omega-3s from your flax seeds, chia seeds, etc.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for clarifying, Dr. Jake. All right. So we've got leafy greens. We've got cruciferous vegetables, omega-3 fatty acids that we get from fish and various types of seeds. What else should men be eating if they want to fight their prostate cancer?
Number four food that I wanted to talk about is medicinal mushrooms. So you could eat a lot of mushrooms. They're great. They're all going to have these polysaccharides or beta-glucans in there that are going to boost your immune system to fight cancer cells. But specifically, my favorite type of mushroom that I like to get that has the most research on it is reishi mushroom. So you could do a reishi tea, you could eat reishi mushrooms themselves, or you can get it in a product that I created called Terra Brew. It's a combination of 4 different mushrooms in there, and one of them is the reishi, and that's going to help boost your immune system, help fight off the prostate cancer cells. Also, it's also going to bring focus, energy, concentration, etc. with this product. So big thing I wanted to talk about with mushrooms, and there's a lot of debate on this, but it shouldn't be, is mushrooms have a thing called chitin around it. And that means that the mushroom is going to be really difficult to absorb through your gut. So, and be digested in general. Your body's not going to digest it very well. So you want to make sure you get a mushroom extract, which is actually going to be, they've already broken down that chitin, the outer wall that your body doesn't digest very well. It's broken down. So you actually are able to get that product in there. And that's what Terra Brew only has, those mushroom extracts in there. And you want to make sure that you look at that when you're getting reishi mushrooms, is it's a mushroom, reishi mushroom extract. Also, you want to make sure it's a fruiting body and not mycelium. So that's really detailed. Maybe we could talk about this in another episode, but I just wanted to bring up that fact real quick about mushrooms.
Now, question here on that, Dr. Jake, if we're talking about eating, I've never seen a reishi mushroom at the local grocery store. Maybe it's something that's in more like specialized grocery stores or like
Asia. It's in the Asian market.
Markets. If someone were to go to an Asian market and want to get up some reishi mushrooms, you bring up this digestive issue that can happen. Is there a way that they can cook it that can break down this chitin that you're referring to?
Yeah. So just like sauteing it, like you get in foods like many Asian cultures like to eat, you're going to get some of the medicinal effects from the beta glucans and polysaccharides, but you're not going to get the full benefit from it. So you want to make sure that you do it on a high boil for a long time. In the research that we're seeing, you actually do it on a pressure cooker for at least an hour or two to really get the two extracts. So usually to really get the medicinal effect, you want to usually buy a supplement of some sort that's been powdered or in a liquid form. That can be the most benefit, in my opinion.
Very interesting. I did not know that, Dr. Jake, taking down some notes. Thank you so much for that. Okay, last but not least, and this one seems a bit contradictory, Dr. Jake, what is the fifth food that you recommend for someone with prostate cancer?
Number five food that I wanted to talk about regarding prostate cancer is olive oil. And many of you are probably going to be like, whoa, wait, you said a low fat diet. So I'm not saying that we're going to eat tons of olive oil, but we do want to get some olive oil. We're all going to get fat in our diet. And the preferred fat that we want is more like olive oil, because there's good research showing that the Mediterranean diet, which is high in olive oil and omega-3 fatty acids, does benefit prostate cancer greatly. So olive oil does have benefit, but you do want to not go crazy on that. You don't want to add it all the time to your food. Like I said, you add it a little bit to your broccoli, which is great. You could add a little bit, but you just don't want to get too much of it. That's the problem, because if you get way too much fat in your diet, you're going to promote the prostate cancer growing.
What would you consider, Dr. Jake, to be too much olive oil if for a diet that should be low fat?
I wouldn't get more than half a tablespoon of olive oil a day.
Okay, half a tablespoon of olive oil max
a day. That is, yep, for prostate cancer, yep.
Thank you for that. That I think is very important for everyone to make note of. Well, Dr. Jake, you are amazing. You're so full of knowledge. We all just enjoy listening to you and just the knowledge that you bring to us and be able to help us through our own health journeys. If anybody is listening right now and they're thinking, okay, I've got prostate cancer, I'm going to start following this, but I want to see Dr. Jake. I want to see what else he can do to help me with my prostate cancer or another type of cancer for that matter. How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of me, visit my website, integrativemedica.com. Find my phone number there. Talk to my receptionist to set up an appointment with me, or have some other great doctors that are just as good as me on treating prostate cancer, and you can set up an appointment. We could also set it up just directly on our website.
And what I also love about it is that you guys do virtual appointments. So if it's anybody who's listening who does not live in Dr. Jake's area, you can still see Dr. Jake and he can still help you. So thank you so much for that, Dr. Jake. For everyone else who's listening here, we're going to put in the show notes some of the things that Dr. Jake brought up today, including a link to his Terra Brew mushroom tincture that he made. It tastes delicious. Highly recommend that you click on that and try it out. And if you liked this episode, please let us know by leaving a positive review. All right, everybody. We will see you next week. Thanks so much for coming.
Hey, Dr. Jake, thank you for your time today. And if you enjoyed the show, then do us a favor and leave a review. It helps more people to find the show, which could save their life. And remember, this is a podcast and should not replace personalized attention from a medical professional like Dr. Jake. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, cancer of any stage, or a life-changing illness, visit our website today and schedule a virtual appointment with one of our doctors who can lead you to a treatment plan in your area. That's integrativemedica.com. Integrative, M-E-D-I-C-A.com.
Thank you for listening to the Integrative Medica podcast with Dr. Jake. To hear past episodes and get alerts for the future, subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform and be sure to follow us on YouTube as well. Just search for Integrative Medica with Dr. Jake.